A millimeter wave hyperspectral device based on lumped element kinetic inductance detectors, by Usasi Chaudhary et al. Millimeter wave astronomy is an important tool for cosmology. In this context, the line intensity mapping, LIM, technique has been proposed to map in three dimensions the specific intensity due to line, e.g., key, CO, emission. This mapping is particularly interesting to study the primordial galaxies as a function of redshift. LIM observations are typically carried out on single-dish telescopes. Hyperspectral integrated devices have the potential to replace the current Fourier transform, or the planned Fabry-Perot-based instruments to achieve efficient, i.e. large field of view, line intensity mapping at millimeter and sub-millimeter wavelengths. The aim is to perform hyperspectral mapping, with a spectral resolution 100/1000, over large, i.e. thousands of beams, instantaneous patches of the sky. The device that we have developed allows avoiding moving parts, complicated or dispersive optics or tunable filters to be operated at cryogenics temperatures. We designed, fabricated and tested an innovative integrated hyperspectral device sensitive in the 80 to 90 GHz range. It contains 19 horns and 16 spectral imaging channels, each selecting a frequency band of about 0.1 GHz. A conical horn antenna, coupled to a planar superconducting filter, collects the radiation. A capacitively coupled lumped element kinetic inductance detector, LEKID, is then in charge of dissipating and sensing the supercurrent established in the filter. The prototype is fabricated with only two photolithography steps over a commercial monocrystalline sapphire substrate. It exhibits a spectral resolution R equals 800. The optical noise equivalent power is in the observational relevant 1E17W/sqrt/hz range. The device is polarization sensitive, paving the way to spectropolarimetry measurements over very large field of views. This was a millimeter wave hyperspectral device based on lumped element kinetic inductance detectors by Usasi Chaudhary et al.